sister. But I say, say see what happened this day. It a come to pass. I say, for how long the wicked are gonna last in at this your land this day. For me say me see them a come every day. But me say me nah go run away. Them want me be joining them fun. But I and I a righteous man. I say, for I say.
See them a come, knock around. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the ways of the sinner, nor sitteth on the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law do he meditate day and night. And he shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth fruit in due season. His leaf also shall not wither, but whatsoever I do it shall prosper. The ungodly are not so. They are like the trough, the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the eye and eye judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the ways of the righteous, the ways of the ungodly shall perish. Wake up out of your slumber and answer your call. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the ways of the sinner, nor sit upon the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord God, and his night do he meditate day and night. And he shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth fruit in due season. His leaf also shall not wither, but whatsoever I do it shall prosper. The ungodly are not so. They're like the trough which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in his judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the ways of the righteous, the ways of the ungodly, he shall perish, y'all. The ways of the ungodly must perish, you know. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth fruit in due season. His leaf also shall not wither, but whatsoever it will shall prosper. The ungodly are not so. They are like the trough which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in his judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the ways of the righteous, the ways of the ungodly shall perish. 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 Wake up out of your slumber and answer your call. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in his judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the ways of the righteous, the ways of the ungodly shall perish. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the ways of the sinner, nor sit upon the seat of the scornful. For his delight is in the law, and every night do he meditate day and night. His leaf also shall not wither, but whatsoever I do it must prosper. The ungodly are not so. They're like the trough which the wind driveth away, so drive them away as wax melts the food purge of fire.
The classic is Wilshire Boulevard, where only a line of parking lots separates the business street from the residential suburbia immediately behind it. So, something like a million Angelenos could say something you'd never expect to hear them say.
Yeah, folks, this is it, hour two.
Here we go.
Slowcore.
Yes. yeah, so we had just two songs in that little mini breakdown.
Two, but one long one.
Yeah, one was really eight minutes, 9 minutes. It was Exodus with See Them A Come. A bit of an oddity, that one, really. It was released on Factory back in 1980, produced by Dennis Bovell.
Pretty early Factory release as well. It's like Fac 11?
Yes.
And we know they counted posters and all sorts in their catalogues.
Oh, they did, didn't they?
So that was an early record.
Said it took 14 months to come out due to slow production in the studio, problems with the name. We thought it was going to be quite rare because it's originally 5,000 pressing, but it looks like there's quite a few out there. Get quite cheap. Also available on the Bandcamp. I'm going to send that one out to Rob, because as expected, he's got that one in his. He's one of the people who purchased it on Bandcamp, but then he does buy a lot of things on Bandcamp. It's Rob who did a guest mix for us a year and a bit ago, I think. It was a Studio One 45s.
Oh yes, yeah, that was awesome.
So yeah, go back into the archives for that. We'll put it in the show notes as well for the Listen Again crew. But I'm going to send that one out to G on her birthday in Chile. She said she's had a great day full of paella and fun. So what more can you ask for? Add some Moss Side reggae and Moss Side disco mix into the day. Pretty much perfection. And then after that...
Oh yes, the voice of Thunder himself, Prince Far Eye. With a cut from his first album, Psalms for I. Oh, see what he did there?
Ah.
Very clever. Yeah, that one, that was Psalms number one, I think. Let me just check. Yeah, and it's over that drum song rhythm from, it's got to be Bunny Lee, the Aggravators. Although it seems to say on here that they are Lloydy Slim Productions, but I'm certain that's Bunny Lee production. It's Jackie Mitter and Aggravate, isn't it?
Yeah, no, 100%. We were contemplating, could we do a whole show of drum songs?
Yes, can't mess with that rhythm, it's so good.
Yeah, so maybe one day that will happen. Just when they're taking us off the air. So, I don't think we've done a show that's 2 hours of the same song yet, have we?
Yeah, we've come pretty close.
We've come pretty good. We've done a few kind of like mixes, little sets.
Yeah, not something as, like that.
Yeah. But if not for the whole song.
Now we're going to play something new. This is Euphoria Dubs, aka Omunit.
Take the train. Thank you.
vosotros están escuchando El Tren de la Noche en Sheffield Live.
Perfectly well. you are in the profound depths of some great sorrow. You will find it if you look for it. Think of yourself each morning as an explorer in a new realm.
Slowly creeping towards the last half hour of the show.
Yeah, I told you we were going slowcore.
Yes, just what I needed for hour two. So I'm just looking at the studio visuals. It's like vintage footage of men working out on Muscle Beach in Venice, Venice Beach. Unexpected. I'll try and put a link to that in the show notes along with some other gold, such as some of the guest mixes we were talking about, the Parrot Dance and the Sean Paul, and other things.
Yes, you can't live without these.
No, it's like, you know, if we put the effort in to share these little nuggets of the internet with you. Okay, so, kicked off with that new thing.
New Omi unit, yeah, under his pseudonym Euphoria Dubs. That is also the title of that. Let's say album, it's not really an album, it's like a collection of songs, six or seven. That was The Sun Rising, originally by The Beloved, a record I originally bought by mistake. Just because it had a good cover. I didn't know the song was.
Ah.
Or the album. It was like, and I played it. I was like, oh, I know this song. Yeah. I can put it somewhere really cheap abroad, like €2 or something. Anyway. But then I left it in the back of the car in a very hot country, so it's so bowed. Little dish. Get yourself a Bandcamp for that. There's also reworks of Papua New Guinea and Renegade Snares on there.
Is it? Oh, that sounds good. After that, we had a new one released on Low Recordings this year.
Snapper, new.
Yeah.
I assume that was from like the mid 90s.
No, no. new Red Snapper off the album Barb and Feather.
Wow.
Tom Linker is the name of that one. Released on Low Recordings. I'm going to play that one for LT and NI. She had a debut show on Love Will Save the Day FM this Friday, The Secret Handshake. Upload of that should be available soon.
That's a good name for a show.
It is. Yeah, it was a good show as well.
Not that we're good judges of good names for shows.
Well, it's the finding our name was the trickiest thing ever, wasn't it? And we didn't even like the name we ended up with. But we're like, it needs a name. I mean, you know,
got to give it a name.
Got to give it a name, and now we're stuck with it. But
you've just plastered 5,000 stickers.
Yeah, it's given us a lot of joy though with Patrick Swayze samples that we can put in.
True. So yeah, it's a good point.
It's got something going for it. The intro is pretty good as well. That was that. And what's this one?
Oh yeah, in the background, this is Climber with Royal Blue from their album Downtown Loop from 2004. I don't know why I said it like that. That's just reading it. The label's Botanica Del Debar. I think it was Chicago. I remember.
See, this is a funny one because I was like, when's this from? This could be the mid-90s.
Yes, it's very, trip-hop. I know it's a dirty word.
I know, it's frowned upon. You could say Mowax.
Yes.
I guess that's a buy. They're kind of the same word. Okay, so from this millennium, we're going to go back to the last millennium, to 1963 with one of the Carter family. Right.
Where you are going, there'll be no chance for a letter to get through. But millions of sparrows fly every day, bringing my message to you. Go, little sparrow, go. keep you from harm. Lover, why you're gone, and you see a sparrow, that is your arrow to guide you to my
midnight. midnight. Oh, midnight.
There is a man, a man I want to see someday.
Thank you.
the sound you've all been waiting for.
Sound I've been waiting for.
Cue to almost log off.
Yes.
I say almost because we've got a long one to finish.
We have. It just means I'm a step closer to being back at work, which is what all I think about at the weekend. I'm like, do you know what? These 36 hours are too long. It's not 36, 46. You just want to be back at work. So that won't be long. Yes, this is the night train slowly losing the mind. One half of the night train slowly losing its mind.
So yeah, that little slow core set. Something for everyone. I mean, that might be pushing it.
Yeah.
Something for someone.
Yes, if you like shrill warbles, then the first one was for you. It was Anita Carter with As the Sparrow Goes from the 1963 album On Mercury. Anita Carter sings folk songs, old and new. Then we went into the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet, as they were known there, with the Golden Gate Gospel Train. There's quite a few versions of that gospel train cut. Lots of men singing and pretending to be trains.
Yes, that's great. I love that.
I was reading about them. It said they were formed in 1934 and, with changes in membership, remains active. Like, of course.
Yeah, slight rotating cast.
Yeah.
You'd like to think. Surely can't be wheeling about on stage like 90.
No. I mean that would be 90 if they joined the band.
Yeah.
Like when they were young.
When they were babies.
Yeah. And then went to is it Federal or Federal? It doesn't matter.
I would just say Federal because okay. I say it in English, but I think you're probably right. I think in America they probably do say Federal.
Okay.
Federal, or how you said it.
It's on Federal, we'll say for now. From 1952, Pete Guitar Lewis with Ooh Midnight featuring Little Esther Phillips, uncredited. Oh,
she did the little Ooh Midnight.
She did.
Yeah. Grounds up voice.
Now, I pinched that from, I'm trying to find it, there's a really good Instagram account of somebody who spends all his time going to record fairs in America. And he does kind of interviews the people, like short interviews with the people selling. And he's like, if you know, what's the one record you'd save if it was burning, if your house was burning down? And one of them was like this one. He was like, oh, it's Pete Guitar Lewis with Ooh Midnight. But it's like Little Esther Phillips is on there, uncredited. He goes, that's my absolute favourite.
Nice.
I've been trying to find the link. I will put that in the show notes. So if you're interested in people posting videos of records you'll never see and you know never own, then that's the account for you.
Perfect. Mm. Speaking of which, the Harrell Singers, straight after that, is a record I'll never see or never own. Their only release there is A Land, came out on 45, and an album titled under the same name, I think 1966 it was released on the Hob label. Very little about them online. There's a picture of a very small fried JPEG picture. I think there's five of them. Can't tell what gender they are. It's because it might be related, I don't know.
Deep fried JPEG.
Yeah, that's tremendous. Heard that on the Jason Spaceman show.
Oh, been standing in for Iggy Pop.
Yeah, doing his slow Sunday thing. And as soon as that one came, I was like, oh, yes, this is what I need.
That's such a funny show because you don't expect to hear him talking, let alone
introducing the news.
Yeah. It's so odd. I think at some points, because I'm not used to being up this early, you're like, dude. It's like 4 o'clock on a Sunday.
Also, you could record this whenever you want. It's not going out live. Surely you pre-recorded it, right?
You imagine so. And then if that's the case, why are you going in the morning? It's like your Jay Spaceman. When have you ever been bothered about timings?
And then we finished with another new cut as Mark Pritchard and Tom York bugging out again from the Tall Tales album On Warp. Came out earlier this month. No, not this month, because we're in June now.
Mm.
Last month.
Oh, where does the time go? Putting together low rate radio shows. Sorry, great radio shows.
Yeah.
That's perfect. So one more to finish with, and it's a kind of accidental Mark Pritchard double. It is Slow Dive with In Mind Reload Remix, the 147 take, which is Mark Pritchard and Tom Middleton, who are Global Communications.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, on the remix from 1993. Right, we should be back next week. It's the plan, right?
Well, let's hope so.
Fingers crossed. Thank you.
music, baby.